In the last decade, millions of people have been subsidised by their governments to work part-time as an alternative to losing their jobs. But has the policy been good for workers, for the firms they work for, or even for the economy? Welcome to Vox Talks, a series of conversations with the world's leading economists. My name is Tim Phillips. Economists can tell us a lot about the effects of a minimum wage or unemployment insurance, but weirdly, we know almost nothing about the impact of short-time work. Until now, that is. A new paper called Subsidising Labour Hoarding in Recessions by Camille Landais and Giulia Giopponi of the London School of Economics attempts to discover how well these policies have worked and what would have happened if they hadn't been used. And they're here today to talk about how they did their research. Giulia, welcome to Vox Talks.
Hello, team.
And Camille, welcome too.
Hi.
Giulia, can you explain to us what labour hoarding and short-time working mean?
Great. So labour hoarding is a phenomenon whereby a firm prefers to keep its workers inside the firm instead of laying them off. And this typically occurs when the firm is facing some sort of temporary shock and prefers to reduce the number of hours worked instead of laying off workers that have acquired particular skills or have a certain level of human capital and so are valuable to the firm and will maybe particularly costly to replace. Short-time work is social insurance programs that subsidizes hour reductions in firms that are affected by some sort of temporary shock. And it's one of the most emblematic policies that have been used during the Great Recession to encourage labor hoarding by firms. It has been aggressively used in several countries in the OECD during the Great Recession.
So this has been a very popular policy in a lot of countries, but were these policies based on sound economics or politics or just gut feel that it must be the right thing to do?
This is exactly what we want to understand with our research. Is short-time work a policy that is able to stabilize the level of employment? Is it providing insurance to workers? Is it potentially introducing some inefficiencies by keeping workers in firms that are not particularly productive instead of these workers being laid off and hired by more productive firms?
Considering how much money and energy has been put behind these policies, I'm surprised to find that there isn't a stack of research reports about how well they work.
Well, that's an excellent question. But I would say that there are maybe three simple reasons that explain why we have such a limited knowledge on the effect of these policies. The first reason is that actually we have very limited access to the data that would be required to evaluate these programs. That stems from a lack of interest in government gathering these data and making it available to researchers. The second thing I would say is that even if we were to get access to these data, in many contexts, we wouldn't have the type of variation in the data that enables us to actually identify the effect of these programs. If all firms get access to the program, you cannot essentially look at differences across firms and therefore get an idea of how the program was effective at either keeping employment or insuring workers. And the third reason is a bit more subtle, but across economists, there isn't a simple model, a simple way, a simple framework through which we could look at the effect of these policies and translate into a knowledge of whether they are valuable or not. And precisely on these three dimensions that our paper is trying to innovate.
When we are evaluating these policies, of course, it's not easy to work out what we mean if we want to decide they've been successful.
Of course, this is an important question that arises in many other contexts than this particular policy. I would say that the first kind of simple measure that people have tried to look at is just trying to see whether it stabilizes employment. Okay, so does subsidizing firms to keep workers in, keep more workers in, and reduce unemployment? This is something that we can look at, but again, this is just one of the potential dimensions along which the program might be valuable. Because again, another dimension along which we might want to use this program is because we believe that they provide insurance to the workers. Because they are kept in the firm, they might have better long-term outcomes or something like this. So the difficulty is to look at these programs, but trying to keep together all these potential dimensions that are valuable and try to give some form of estimates of their value to society.
So in your research, what type of firms were you able to look at?
So we essentially focused on Italian firms. Why Italy? Well, for at least two excellent reasons. The first one is that Italy has some fantastic data that was made available to us by the Italian Social Security Administration. The second reason is that Italy is a fantastic lab to study these programs, because Italy has one of the most emblematic of these short-term work programs. It's called Cassa Integrazione. It's been set up in the early 50s and has become one of the biggest short-term work programs around the world, and has been very aggressively used during the Great Recession.
Were you able to establish that short-time work protected employment, stabilized those jobs in the short term?
Yes. This is certainly a result that we have been able to establish. We find that firms that utilize short-time work experience a sharp reduction in the number of hours worked, but at the same time, a large and positive effect on the number of employees that they're able to keep within the firm. At the same time, short-time work has also a positive effect on workers. They have a higher probability, as opposed, for instance, to workers that have been laid off, to remain employed. They have a higher total amount of earnings and transfers during the time in which they receive short-term work.
But in the longer term, does this protect the job, or does it just use government money to delay redundancies so people just lose their jobs a few months later?
Unfortunately, this is one of the results we find in the data, that indeed individuals who were kept in the program were more likely to stay employed. But as soon as the program ended, because the program could only last for a year, these individuals were again more likely to lose their job. And the very long-term effects of having been in the program are actually relatively small, almost insignificant. In other words, it is great while you're on the program, but having been kept an extra year in a firm because of the program doesn't make you more likely to have higher earnings or higher employment prospect in the long run than somebody that was laid off right away.
Looking at it from the firm side, is the effect and the uptake of short-time work the same for all of them?
Now, this is something that we have looked at. We have tried to understand whether firms with different characteristics have different probabilities of taking up the program, and also whether firms with different characteristics have benefit differentially from taking up the program. What we find is that firms that were relatively less productive before the crisis tend to take up short-time work much more than productive firms. However, in spite of taking up short-time work much more, they benefit of it much less. And this is one of the explanations of the fact that the effects of short-time work tend to be relatively short-lived and only contemporaneous to treatment.
I see from the paper you put a lot of effort into trying to establish what would have happened in the Great Recession if there had been no short-time work. What did you discover about this?
Well, yes, indeed. We tried to essentially, based on our results, calibrate, simulate a model of what would have happened absent the policy. What we found is that, indeed, what the policy did was to increase employment and therefore reduce unemployment. But that came at a cost. The cost was to reduce the overall level of productivity in the Italian economy. That being said, because the program, through keeping people employed, also provided them insurance, that provided extra earnings, extra transfer, the overall value of the program was significant. It was not necessarily extremely large, but it was significant. In other words, what we're finding is that the overall welfare, so to speak, of the Italian economy was roughly 2% higher because the Italian economy had the program during the Great Recession compared to the case where it wouldn't have had the program during the Great Recession.
Haven't economists traditionally argued that allowing weak firms to shrink or die in a recession, that's good for the economy, but short-time work seems to be the complete opposite policy to this?
Indeed, there is this kind of Schumpeterian idea, this idea of the cleansing effect of recessions. You get rid of the low productivity firms and you essentially reallocate employments towards higher productivity firms. It's interesting that we do find that indeed the program, by keeping workers in lower productivity firms, did hamper a little bit this kind of cleansing effect of recession. But that's not the only thing that you want to consider when you are trying to evaluate the overall value of the policy. You need to trade these kind of reduction, the cleansing effect of recession, with other potential benefits of the program, such as providing insurance to workers and so on and so forth. Our overall evaluation, as I said, claims that, well, even though there are indeed negative effect on the overall productivity of the Italian economy, the insurance value of the program is still large enough that there is an overall value to having the programs rather than to not have them altogether.
Has the effect been the same in Italy as in other places in Europe?
There is indeed evidence that these types of programs have worked differently across countries. For instance, in Germany, short-time work seems to have been particularly critical for Germany to recover from the Great Recession. And one of the reasons why the program might have worked better in Germany as opposed to Italy is both the fact that the type of shock was much more temporary in Germany, and also the type of firms that selected into the program were possibly different.
We've seen a lot of short-time work over the last 10 years. Do you think from now on it's going to be a permanent part of the policy toolkit?
I think they might become. It's particularly interesting to see how the U.S. got interested in these programs and actually voted a law that enables states to set up their own short-time work programs. So given the next recession is looming in the U.S., we might see a little bit more of this short-time work program in the near future. But more seriously, I think what we demonstrate in this paper is that there is definitely some value to having these programs. The difficulty is that the value of these programs is going to depend on a bunch of important characteristics. Typically, whether the shock to the economy is very temporary and large, or whether it's a protracted long shock, and also whether the types of firms that are essentially subject to the shocks are mostly high productivity firm, exporting firms, or to the contrary, very low productivity firms that have been really at the bottom of the productivity distribution forever. It is unfortunately impossible to know ex ante what the nature of these economic shocks is going to be, but the value of having these programs depend critically on what shocks we're facing. So I think in the future we're going to see some expansion of these programs, but we should be particularly careful of not just expanding across the board these programs to make them treat any types of shocks, because in the face of some of these kind of very long protracted shocks, the value of having this program is much less.
Thank you, Camille.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, Julia.
Thanks, Tim.
Just to remind you, the paper is number DP13310 and the title is Subsidizing Labor Hoarding in Recessions, the Employment and Welfare Effects of Short-Time Work. Authors, of course, are Camille and Julia. This has been a Vox Talk from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. There are new episodes every Friday, so follow us on your podcast platform. Or there's an archive at www.voxeu.org/vox-talks.